precision modeling and painting.
Hello, am I speaking with Colton?
You are.
Hi, Colton. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm with the quality control department here at Local Splash. I had actually came across your file. It looks like, I don't know if you remember, you had spoken with one of my agents, Jessica, back in January regarding first page placement on Google. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
You guys do the Facebook and the Google stuff?
Yes, yes. And I know when she had spoken with you, she had notated, I believe, you know, you had created your own profile page, right, on Google?
I did end up doing that when I made a Gmail, because it was like, hey, there's Gmail business if you want to do it while you're doing a, they asked me, is this email address for a business? And I clicked yes, and
right.
Then it just brought me through a bunch of steps, which I was supposed to be getting a card mailed to me, which I still haven't, to verify the business. But I also paid a company.
Townsquare, right?
Yeah, Townsquare. And I stopped paying them because literally they're supposed to do something, like, and call me every month to go over if I wanted to keep their service. Oh, we'll get you up on that in 3 months. Or we'll get you up there, you know, whatever, in a month or two. And I know how this whole rigmarole goes. Like, and I understand it, like, you guys
that it's not overnight.
Technically. But, and I said, like, I get it's going to be 3 months. Well, I think they just took that as, oh, okay, whatever. I literally got two phone calls the first day they started it. Because when they called me in the beginning of November, I talked to him, gave him the information. He gave it to whatever to have them make the website. My grandpa passed away. They tried getting a hold of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The week later, and I don't know, like, I was busy with the family, didn't get it. And then they just started the website, and I didn't approve it or, like, say it's okay, which it was okay, like an okay website. Like, definitely you could see that, like, someone that does that for a living definitely took 15 minutes to do it.
Did they try to follow up with you with any changes on it?
2 months later, after they charged me two times without, and then, because I couldn't remember the guy's name, I saved the number, but I couldn't remember the dude's name, you know, I get so many calls, and, you know, I got a business, and
It's kind of hard to keep up with everything, you know, especially when you're running a business. Yeah, she notated, you know, Jesse, that you didn't have too good of an experience. And so, you know, the reason that I was reaching out to you is because she had put in the notes that, you know, you were going to think about it. I know that she was offering you the local only package, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like you were only targeting about a 10 to 15 mile radius, correct? I mean, that's the furthest that you typically travel.
You know, I didn't really want to, I drive a truck right now, and it's thanks to good old Joe Biden, fucking
gas is crazy. I know.
Well,
I hear
we
you.
We can play Putin now instead of, Joe Biden, you know, we'll give him a break for a week.
Yeah.
he needs a nap anyway.
You know what, let me tell you, I agree with you. I have two trucks, and I have a Chrysler 300, and I told my husband just the other day, we need to give the trucks a break, because with the gas prices alone, it's like, it's killing us, you know what I mean? So I think we'll stick with the one car for now and kind of put the other two in park unless we really need them.
I'm actually looking to move into Rochester, technically, so I stopped, you know, because I fill my tank up three times a week right now, and that's $90 every time.
Wow.
Yeah, just in alone, me living out of town, you know, it doesn't save me money paying less than rent.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
and
man.
Most of my work, I work for DC, and I'm busy, like, through him, but he's so disorganized and owes me so much money. That's why I'm trying to venture, make my own websites and do my own thing.
Okay.
But it's just hard with, you know, only getting a third of my checks and, you know, every freaking, you never know when. Usually I have to ask them for a freaking check in the during the middle of the month to be able to have gas and get places. And at the beginning of the month saying, yo, I got rent. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's why I wanted to follow up with you because, I mean, I felt that you were a great candidate as well, but I did want to see, you know, just for my own sake, you know, what kind of held you back, if it was the price, if it was the program itself, you know, just to see if there was somewhere that I could help you. So,
It's not, like...
Uh-huh.
It's definitely the price, $300 a month or whatever, $250. I think she quoted at me a couple different ones. But
yeah, so
that is like I get like
the price that kind of hurts. Okay,
it's not that bad. Like it should be, I should be able to, you know, bill it into invoices if I'm getting a job. But
I agree.
There's no reason if like you guys or Town Square was doing their job, like, right, like, why I wouldn't have had at least 10 jobs where, or 10 calls where I could have at least gotten one job.
It sounds, you know, what I hear is this, if you could just get them on the phone, right, I mean, you can sell yourself. I'm looking at pictures, like, I even came across your Facebook page, right, and I see the photos of the work that you've done, okay, the quality service is there, it's just, you need to be found on the first page when they're searching for your services. Now, if ideally, okay, from your home base, right? And home base meaning where you're at. Is it in Eota?
Rochester
now? Okay, Rochester.
Yeah.
Okay. So if ideally you're staying within Rochester, okay, and you're only going out about a 10, 15-mile radius, okay, you could do the local only package, which she was offering you at the $299 a month. Just so you know, the $299 a month is because it includes the Google ads. So just so you understand how each position works, the local listing gets you in your zip code and it's going to target about a 10, maybe 15 mile radius around you. Okay. From your location, from your zip code. Now, for you to target outside of that, okay, if you want to target specific areas, you could target up to about a 40-mile radius is why she included the package that has the Google ads. So the Google ads are the ones that are at the very
Facebook,
top.
On Facebook, like my mom sells for U.S. food, and so there's restaurants where she, like, you can, like,
do
go
Facebook
on the map and drop a thing and say, I want to run ads, like, right here.
Yeah. So we also offer a package, Colton, if you're interested, that does what it includes is a local listing on Google. And instead of you having the Google ads, what it does is it gives you Facebook ads. And you know with the Facebook ads, I mean, they work just as well, right? So with the Facebook ads, you could target specific audiences. You could target specific areas. And with the Facebook ads, the way that it would work is that there's one of two ways. We could either set it up that when they click on your Facebook ad that they're calling you directly, or we could set it up where they could send you a message. But if they send you a message, it's not going to go to your text messages. It would go to your Facebook Messenger on your business Facebook page.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, and I do and I don't like that because I have an older business.
Uh-huh.
On there, detail business, and I don't ever noticed those emails or those messages.
Right. So what I would recommend, that if you did the Facebook ads, that it be that when they click on that Facebook ad, that they're calling you directly.
You guys do the, with the $2.99 a month, that's you building the website. Well, technically I already own a website. I just have to host it. So is there any way where I can just do, like, not the whatever, but pay, like, the $70 to have my website hosted, and then are you guys going to host that?
Let me ask, you own that outright, correct?
Yes, that was the question I had for them. If I stop paying, it will get shut down because they won't host it no more, but I will, I do own it where I can take the whatever, but I don't understand all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm asking my manager right now.
The computer teacher at my school had my dad back in the day. So she didn't really like me because I'm sure my dad was a little shit in her class.
Oh, man, so you got punished. Aw.
Well, and they had PC stuff, so I'm a Mac user, so it just makes sense because I have an iPhone.
Yeah, so do I. We're an iPhone family.
If I want to be putting pictures on my Facebook and a website, so who does that if I was paying your guys $300 a month?
Yeah, and that's what I want to clarify. So as I'm looking here right now, just to kind of be clear, so the current website that you have, you're paying Town Square a monthly fee for them to host it, right? But if you were to stop paying them, the website goes away, is what they told you?
Yes, technically, but they were the ones putting the pictures on. They were the ones, doing all that stuff. And it was only $100 and something for the hosting and the doing the website stuff and the Google stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I paid more for this invoicing thing because my general contractor wanted me to do, online invoicing. So I can just send invoices like that. That's what was in the $300 package. And they never even gave me, showed me how to do that or get that.
Well, you know what they did? It sounds like, is that they're charging you a hosting fee. But the hosting fee that they're charging you is so that they can also manage and maintain the website. I'll be transparent with you, Colton. When we have clients, that have been with us for a while, and let's say they move, because typically they'll either move out of state and then we don't have a position available, or, for whatever reason they decide to discontinue, we include websites with our packages. So the options that they have is, because we don't charge them for the website, I would include it in the package. Now, if they canceled services, discontinued, they either have the option to pay a monthly fee of $49 so that we can continue to host and maintain the website, or they can purchase the domain from us, and purchasing the domain from us would be $99. The domain would be theirs, but obviously they would have to find a company to recreate the website and host it. So it kind of sounds like that's probably what they've done, is that they're charging you the monthly fee to host it and maintain it, but then once you cancel with that, the website's not going to exist. If that's the case, Colton, we can build you a website, okay? It would not be additional. We'll include a website for you. We would just build you a new website.
Would be a different name and different...
Yeah, we would try... So, for example, the one that I'm looking at right now, as I'm looking at your domain on your website, the domain is precisionremodelingandpainting.com. So when we purchase websites, domains, we try to get one as close as relevant to your business name.
All right.
Love you.
So we would try to get one.
Be good at daycare.
Oh, I hear the little one. We would try to get you a domain. It's okay. We would try to get you a domain as closest to your company.
Yeah,
so it might
really
be a precision remodeling and painting.net. We would give you some options.
I feel like that's weird precision remodeling and painting, like just having and in it. Isn't that kind of weird? Or is that what you do because that's how my name is?
Well, it's typically what we do because that's your company name, right? So we kind of want to keep it as relevant to that. But I will tell you that in the client interview, they give you, you know, you can ask them, listen, I want to know first what domains are out there. And they'll take your input on which one you want to go with. So, you know, they really have the capability of letting you know what domains are out there. So even if we went with the precision remodeling and painting domain that had .net, you know, or maybe a hyphen it, you know, in between, like they would give you some options. So some of the domains that are available for us to purchase, right? But we wouldn't be charging you for that. I mean, in the case that you decided to discontinue services with us, then, you know, you have that option. If you want us to continue to host and maintain the domain, it would be $49 a month. Okay, and or you could purchase the domain from us at $99. The domain would be yours outright.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to be.
And I can't just keep since I already own that one. I can't just get that one from them.
Well, if they give it to you, then we can use that domain and recreate you a website. Because if they give you the domain, chances are, just so you know, all that content's going to disappear. So we would just recreate it for you and host it, okay?
Really? All that stuff they do just goes bye-bye?
Oh, yeah, typically, yeah. I've seen it with many businesses, just so you know. But the domain itself would be yours, and that's something you would have to discuss with them because I don't know, you know, how it works for them exactly. I've known, you know, in other cases with other clients that we've worked with that have used Townsquare.
Well,
so,
here's my other question. So do you guys have like an app where I can put, like, I would like to do some of the stuff, you know, build, like, you know, being able to post stuff or put stuff on there, you know?
So we do have, through our client, you have access through the client dashboard, right? We give you access, a login and a password, and you're able to go in there and view all your campaigns, okay? You're able
That's
to
like
see all the
laptop, more or less, or I guess Safari on my phone.
Uh-huh. So with our client dashboard, the way it works is you're able to log in and see, for example, track your results with us, right? You can go in there, you can view all your listings, your campaigns, see the clicks that you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed, you can see all the keywords that you're listed for. You can also track the calls that you're getting from new clients. At any time, you can add keywords, you can update photos, you can run promotions, I mean, change any of your content, but you will always have the assistance of your account management team to assist you with all of it, you know? We know that there are some business owners that like to be a little hands-on and some that are just like, listen, you handle it, but we're going to take... Yeah, and listen, I mean, we obviously want to use photos as well to really showcase the work that you've done. So we'd love to use your pictures, you know. I mean, give people an idea of the quality work that you've done.
I got another quick question. So then, if I had the pictures, how do I do that? Like, because I want to do, like, before-after pictures and have them set up where, like, there's a thing on it, you know, maybe a... Not every picture would have like a description underneath it, but
how would that work? Like, do I have to edit and do all those things and then send you that picture, or
would have to edit within the picture? In fact, while we're on the phone, I'll send you the kind of website. It's actually what we call a splash page. It's a one page, 5-tab, right?
Yeah.
That comes with the the, in fact, let me, give me 1 second here. Let me send you. Okay, so let me see here. I'm going to send you just, this one's for an electrician, but just so you have an idea, Colton, of how the website would look. But of course, I mean, we're going to create it with your content, but if you're wanting like a little bit of a description underneath that photo, I mean, you would have to edit that picture and then send it to us like that, is what I'm going to say. Only because...
Or how did you send it to me?
I'm sending it to you right now. It's going to be a link to your cell phone that I'm sending. Give me 1 second here. My computer's just taking a while to load it up. Okay. So it's going to be in a text message that I'm sending you right now. It's a link. It'll say Morgan Electric. It should be coming to you any second.
There we go.
So this website, this one is Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. So it's actually a one-page five tab.
They never even had that click here to leave us a Google review.
Yeah, we do that because we want it to be friendly for your clients, even clients that you've had in the past, that you tell them, hey, go on my website so they can click on there and it'll leave a review on your Google page. So in fact, you'll even see right before it even posts, you'll get a, you'll get a notification. Okay. So you'll get this notification where, you're actually able to see it before it even posts.
Oh, nice.
You know, because we will help you monitor those reviews. We want to ensure that, and something I always recommend as well, when, and I'm sure, you know, in the years that you've worked, you have clients that still are repeat clients for you, right? Clients that you're still in touch with. So you want them to leave you reviews, you know? It's helpful because it's like another, it's like what we call the modern day word of mouth, right? All it takes is for one person who doesn't know your company by name, that they see one good review from someone who has used your services. I mean, you've opened a whole new door to their family and friends now who are going to know who you are, right?
Yeah. So did myprecisionremodelingandpainting.com, is it still up and active?
Yeah, it's still attached. Yeah, I still see it there. It's still attached to your Google business page.
When, if I have people go on there and then click to leave a Google review, will those Google reviews go away?
No, they will not.
Right.
So even, yeah, no, they won't. Because those reviews, no one has a way of erasing them. You can't either. So any client that we've signed up, right, and has decided, you know, later on down the line, discontinue services for whatever reason, any content that we build for them does not disappear. Any reviews that they generate does not go away.
Okay.
Okay.
And what about, like, is when I send you pictures to whatever, those, then though I guess they'll be on Facebook or on my website, which would be on
we would
internet,
update it.
Which would kind of be like a cloud service. I just know like I have my iPhone, I have the bigger space phone, but I didn't.
Right.
And I had to buy extra iCloud stuff because I have so many pictures. And I would like to get some of those pictures off once I upload them. I can delete them off my phone necessarily, maybe have them on my laptop, but
you can always switch out your photos, right? You know what I mean? You can always switch out your photos. I'm not sure on how many photos is allowed. I can find out for you. I can chat my manager real quick and ask them how many photos you can add on the website just to kind of get a general idea. You know, because I think that's important
to know how many pictures you could have
on there.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't put all my pictures on my website. I guess I was more thinking Facebook because you just post it, you know, hey.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and just so you know, just so you know, with your Google My Business, okay, and even with your Facebook, right, if so, like with the Google My Business, you would have to add us on as managers, so this way we can optimize it
you
to the first page
see
and maintain
all my
it, right?
Messages.
And let me ask him really quick this here. How many photos can they add on the... I'm asking him how many photos you could add on the website that we build, just so you have a general idea. Now, if we were going to run Facebook ads for you, right, just to be transparent, you would have to add us on as admins to your business Facebook page, okay? So this way we can run the Facebook ads, we can optimize it. So there's a couple of options for you, okay? I know that she had offered you the $299. That was going to include the local listing on the first page. It was going to include the Google ads at the top as well, okay? With the Google ads, remember, you can target up to about a 50-mile radius if you want it, or you could target specific, like five specific zip codes or by county, okay?
Yeah.
Now, as far as we do offer a package as well that includes, you know, Facebook ads. If you didn't want to do the Google ads and you wanted to do the Facebook ads, right? With the Facebook ads, though, we would make sure that when they're clicking on it that they're calling you and it's not going to your messenger, right? We could set it up.
Right.
Because it's not like if they were to send you a message, it's not going to go to your text messages, okay? It would go
so
to your Facebook
you guys
messenger.
Don't do one or the other? You guys don't do both, technically?
Well, not with the $299 package. I mean, you could do it. You could do it, but if you... Yeah, no. Not with the $299 package. Just so we're very clear. Okay? Now, you can do it if you wanted. It is an option for you. Typically, if you did the $299 package, okay, it would include just the Google ads. If you wanted to add the Facebook ads, then it would be an additional $100.
So... Yeah, well, about these ads, like, how many ads is that a month? I know you can spend, you know, you can spend $15 or you can spend thousands of dollars on Facebook.
Right, right.
Like, so how many ads am I getting with,
like how many clicks
a month,
like on the clicks of the Facebook ads? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you guys count it?
So how we do it, well, you don't incur that cost per click, right? We do. Because we're offering it to you at a flat rate, right? However, because we're incurring the cost per click, of course, we get it at a better rate and we're also managing it. So we're going to ensure that we're using, you know, the proper keywords and keyword phrases to get you that best return, right? I'm taking a look right now. If you give me just a quick second
I
can kind of give you a general idea.
I thought clicks were good.
They are. They are because here's with the clicks, right? It depends on the keyword and keyword phrases.
They can get you up faster, right?
They do.
On Google?
Absolutely. On Google, and I'll tell you the timeline.
My buddy set up his dog grooming thing and he set up schedules and whatnot, like it took for people to set up schedules, it was like 12 clicks or 15 clicks. So every person, like they skyrocketed in 3 months, they had 10,000 clicks or whatever. And she only had 1,000 for the last 5 years.
Wow. Then she's got a really good clicking ratio. Yeah, typically with the clicks, and I'm just pulling that up to kind of get a general idea. I know with the clicks, so from the $299, right, that you would be paying $100 of that, just so you know, is allocated to the Google ads. Now, the reason that I say to keep it, and is if you're really sticking just within that 15-mile radius, you're going to get a good number of clicks out of that. Now, when you do the Facebook ads, okay, you do get the Facebook ads more of a clicking, it's less of a clicking cost with the Facebook ads. You get a better conversion. That I will be honest with you.
Right.
because it's $100 that we're allocating of that to the Facebook ads, and it does, it is a better clicking rate. Okay, to be very transparent, even if you wanted to start with that, and later on you wanted to do the Google ads, you could. With the Google ads or even the face, go ahead.
I can't do 50-50.
Okay. With that?
Can you do that? Otherwise, since my mom knows how to kind of use the Facebook, I might just keep you guys on the Google, and then I'll just figure out the Facebook by myself.
So with the Facebook, just so you know, with the Facebook, it's like about a 50 cents per click with the Facebook ads. Now, when you're talking about the Google ads, you're looking at about $10 per click on the Google ads.
So I only get 10 clicks, like 10 different people could click on my website?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
And that's like the only ad, like, how does an ad pop up if I was on Google searching, like, or what? Like, how do they send them?
On the Google ads?
Yeah, like how do...
So the Google ads, they work on a rotation, right? So with the Google ads, you can use up to about 50 keywords, right? So the Google ads, when you speak with our tech, with our technicians, because we'll set up a client interview for you, in the client interview, I will tell you is where they're going to go more in detail. Okay, Colton, in that client interview, they have the database, so they're going to let you know what keywords or keyword phrases are going to get you the best return on your investment, right? So, because they're the experts, right? I mean, they're the ones that are highly trained and certified, and they go over all of that with you to ensure that we are using the proper keywords and keyword phrases, okay? So, I mean, if you're looking at more clicks for the cost of what's being, you know, allocated, then, you know, you'd probably more than likely be better off going with the Facebook ads, right?
Right.
Because the Google ads is a 4% conversion across all industries, okay? The Facebook ads is a 9% conversion. So you're getting, like I said, on an average, it's about 50 cents per click with the Facebook ads versus the Google ads being an average of $10 per click.
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, a little bit. So I'll have to do one or the other. So then if I do Facebook, that means you guys aren't going to do none of that stuff on Google. So.
We're not going to, Well, the only thing that we would be doing on Google, of course, is getting you on the first page for your local listing. And remember, the local listing's going to cover about that 10-mile radius, right, from Rochester,
right,
where you're at. So you'll still be on the first page for the local listing. But as far as with the ads, then you wouldn't be in the Google ads. Now, with the Facebook ads, you're looking at about, with the Facebook ads, timeline would be between 7 to 14 days in the Facebook ads.
That's how many days out of the month I would be getting ads for that $100?
Well, I mean, think about it like this, right? Within 7 to 14 days, you'll be listed in the Facebook ads. Okay?
Yeah.
So... And the ads itself, excuse me, the cost per click is an average of 50 cents. You're going to get a lot more of a Facebook ad appearance than what you would be getting with, you know, an average of $10 per click on the Google ads.
All right, I guess, but also, what is the percentage, like, I get there's, like, the clicks are cheaper, but like for closure, like, or setting up an appointment, like, what is the percentage between Google and Facebook? I know I didn't say that perfectly right.
That's okay. No, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. And that's, of course. And that's what I'm saying. With the Google ads, and this is across all industries. With the Google Ads, it's about a 4% conversion, right?
Oh,
with the Facebook
and then
you ads,
9%.
9%. So do you see? And that's across all industries. So, I mean, when you look at it like that, you're getting more of a conversion with the Facebook ads. Make sense?
Because Facebook stalks you and they know what the hell you want.
Well, listen, and I'm going to tell you something, and I'll share this with you. In my own personal experience, my husband does dialysis, right? And I couldn't remember the phone number to the dialysis center, so I went on my iPhone, and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me. And then I pulled up the number, and I was able to call him, right? I'm not even joking. Every time, Colton, whether I'm looking on my desktop, whether I'm on my iPad or on my iPhone, I'm getting these ads on Facebook, okay? Doesn't matter what I'm using to go on my Facebook page, I'm getting these Fresenius Kidney Care Facebook ads now. Do you see what I'm saying? They're constantly popping up for me. So, you know, that's how Facebook works. And I'm sharing that from my own personal experience. I mean, even my sister-in-law just the other day, and this is silly, you know, but she was just saying, she goes, you know, and she did this on her, because she's an Android, so we've been trying to convert her to the iPhone, but she was on her Android looking up about menopause systems, and now every time she goes on her Facebook or even on her Instagram now, she's getting all these menopause ads.
What about Instagram, too? Is that a decent one to have ads?
Instagram, I'll tell you what.
I would like to do little reels or whatever for Instagram or Facebook, and like do little educational things, especially when I start getting an email list built up that like I want to send out like at least quarterly every year, like things to look out for, like. For like, you know, painting and drywalling and like, you know, just little different things, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something, you know, Instagram's good. I mean, I'm not opposed to Instagram. I see reels all the time, you know. But it's not something that we're currently doing. I know Facebook is for sure is a product that we're offering with the Facebook ads. But as far as like Instagram, I mean, we haven't gotten too much into managing Instagram pages.
So then I also had, like, and I don't know how this works, but if you do go on my page, it says, like, hey, do you want to talk to or message something or whatever, schedule. I don't know if it's scheduling, but would I have that on my page still?
On the website? So if you look at the website that I sent you, there is a form that they can fill out, right? Because, you know, if they don't have time to call you, they could fill out a form on that website that I sent you. And it's considered like a lead form, right? So that's someone who has an interest in your service. So they could fill out the form, their name, their number, their email, the description, and you'll receive an email with that information because we don't want you to miss anything. Okay.
Right.
So that is something that we provide you.
So, all right. So then, that's the other thing. So then how, like, where is all that getting stored? Like
it's through your client dashboard. You'll get a lead.
I will have all those email things.
Yeah, it'll get emailed to you. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you, like I said, I mean, you could either go with the package, you know, that Jessica had told you, right? That would include the Google Ads, or if you wanted, and, you know, and then of course allocate, you know, another $100 to that, right? It would make your monthly cost would be $399, or because it would include the Facebook ads, or you just started off with the Facebook ads, and you always have the option to add in Google Ads at any time. That's up to you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So which one do you think is more appealing for you? I mean, honestly, I would think at this point, going with the Facebook ads, because you're gonna have a higher percentage of a conversion, right? And when you look at it, 50 cents per click average to $10 average per click, you know?
So then if I did pick the Facebook ads, like, you guys will be able, like, you'll have my Facebook password and...
Yeah, what you would do is, we walk you through it, so you would have to add us on, okay, give us access to your business Facebook page. And that's something that would be conducted in your client interview. They go over all of that with you. I'm what's considered a lead on an account. I'm the one who, you know, goes over pricing, goes over those details. I'm the one who sets up the accounts, verifies business information, goes over billing. And then I set up the client interview that we make it at a time that is going to be convenient for you. In the client interview, what we do is we block out an hour, Colton, and then in the client interview is where they're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's. That's where the magic's going to happen, okay, because they're going to go over everything with you more in detail. Now, your client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay.
Right.
They'll let you know. They're going to provide you the info that you need on where to send the photos to. So they'll go over a lot more in detail with you. Okay. As far as with that website that we do create for you, Colton, my manager did respond to me. You get, you can actually have up to 20 photos on that website. And remember, you can always change them at any time. You would just let us know, hey, I need to switch out the photos. Let's replace them with these ones. I mean, we're here to do all the work for you, you know?
You guys have photos to yourselves.
If you need us to use stock photos in the meantime, we can. It's up to you, you know? I think if you got really good photos, you know, before and after pictures of the work that you've done, why not show them the quality work that you do, you know?
Right.
Let them get to know more about your service and you know, the service that you provide. So.
And then what about when I have pictures to put on Facebook? Who does like the writing, the description things or like that?
Or we would
do
it. Yeah, I mean, you could do it. If you wanted us to do it, we can do it as well. But we're definitely going to be managing your Facebook ads.
All right. And then also, what was the other thing I was going to ask? Should I get... what the hell was I going to ask? Oh, what are the other packages you guys do have? Like, what else do you guys do? Like, I know my biggest thing right now is I started with Square to do invoicing so I could send them to him.
Oh, okay.
And you can do estimates on that too. and I don't have like a contract thing yet, like where when I go to do estimate for a homeowner, I don't have like a thing
like a form that you fill out, like a template.
And then, you know, write
in whatever. We don't have anything like that yet. I mean, it's not something that we currently have. I know that we do have an option that we recently started in order to better assist our customers, you know, with helping them getting paid, right? What we do is we begin, hold on, I'm just responding to a message that I sent about the Facebook. So what we do is we help with payments, right? So if you look on that website that I sent you, a lot of customers, they don't have the means of taking like a credit card payment. They don't have a Square, you know, app. They don't have like a merchant services through their bank. But they have business PayPal accounts. Okay. So we're able to integrate their business PayPal account, integrate it with the website. So if you look on that website that I sent you, it shows on there where the client can go on there. Yeah. And they can fill that out and they can either pay with their Venmo, their PayPal, or even with their debit card. And it would be integrated with your business PayPal account. That's something that we recently started.
I don't have a PayPal business account. What is the percentages on there? Because I know Square is like 3% if it's instant.
With Square it is. I'm not sure on the PayPal.
It's 1% I know when it's 2 to 3 business days to your bank.
Or depending if you're using actually the reader or if you're manually typing it in, it's I think a 4% on Square if I'm not mistaken. So in that case, let's see here. With PayPal, I know, gosh, this was like 10 years ago when my husband was using it. I know PayPal, I think it was like a 3 or 4% service fee, but what he would do is he would add that in on the, on the cost. He would tell him like, listen, you're paying a processing fee. So, you know, he would kind of add it in there.
Right. Well, yeah, it's just the way it is, you know. I guess so I got the Square. So you guys do have that where you can take payments, and I would have to set that up, but you don't have like a proposal, like, app thing that I can use that would have a contract on it.
No, we don't. Unfortunately, we do not.
Okay. Then.
And then with the Facebook, so I chatted my manager who deals with the Facebook ads, and so what she said was, with a Facebook ad, as long as you have your own Facebook page, is what I told her, and she says what we would do is optimize it with our back office, right? So to make sure that it's consistent with everything else that we're promoting. So we don't do the post itself, but we optimize it.
What's
so we're going to make sure, meaning with the Facebook ads, anytime that content, like photos are being updated, we're going to update it on your Facebook page as well.
So I will send a photo to you and then you guys add it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and just to clarify, I'm going to ask her that. So if he sends us photos, we will update them, is what I'm asking her. I like to know exactly, because I think that's important for you to know exactly what we're going to be able to do with the Facebook page.
Because I have a shit ton of photos like that, like, especially I've been taking them from the beginning of this year, and I have a bunch from last year. Like, the one thing that really sucks with my GTC that's unorganized is like I have pictures from the job now, and then I got pictures 3 months later from it looking like this, and then I had, since they messed up some things, I have to do touch-ups, and then, finally, now it's done 5 months later. So I have pictures all over, but the thing, I don't want to just upload all my pictures to Facebook, like, all one day. Like, I would like, like where once we get the ball rolling, I'd send you these pictures and then we'd like have discussed like, all right, have these go out this day and then have these go out this day. Like, so we're like on Sunday or whatever, Friday,
I give you pictures, and then next week, like Monday, Tuesday, like you're uploading the pictures. We already know what's going up next week.
Yes.
Because I'm a pretty, like, you know, easygoing person, I feel like. I just...
And I think definitely. It's... I think it's... The more that can be taken off of your plate, right, so that you can really focus on your jobs. It's a service that you would be paying us to do. So, I mean, that would be more ideal for you, to be able to focus more on your jobs and not having to always, you know, have so much on your plate, right? So any photos that you send us, we're going to update them on your Facebook page. The only thing that we would not be doing is posting, right? We're not going to write a post on there. We would be always updating your photos anytime that you send us the pictures. We'll also update them on your Facebook, and then we would be running your Facebook ads.
So that's all right. So you guys won't be writing a description underneath. So
no, we're going to always be posting.
All right, I got that. So when I send you before after picture, since I have to do the edit to that, like, you know, put a before symbol on it or whatever, I think my mom can do that on Canva or whatever. When I send you like those two pictures, can I write out a description and send that with those two photos, and then can you guys copy and paste that and put it in there?
Let me ask.
Or you guys will not, like, I get it, like, you know, because I feel like if you guys said yes, you do the writing post, like, people will be like wanting you to write, you know, descriptions, and there's literally people that do jobs like that just write posts for people. And I could see people taking advantage of that.
Yeah. And it's always, these are good questions, and it's always good to ask, you know?
Well, yeah. I'm not trying to waste your time or...
No. It's not.
Time, so.
Listen, it's not. So I did ask one of my, he says... I asked him if he knows what the percentage is. I asked my other guy because he, you know, it's always good to ask questions, right, to know. He says depending on the card use, he believes it's 2% for MasterCard and Visa and between 4 to 5 for American Express with the PayPal. But the best way for you to know that is going into the PayPal, and it should give you what it is. But he believes, again, it's going to depend on the card. On the PayPal accounts, when you create a business PayPal account, that's what the percentage is. Now, I asked my gal with the Facebook. I said, he's asking if he sends us a photo, okay, and a description, okay, can we copy and paste the description on his Facebook? She says, yes, I can do that. If that's the case, she asked me to let her know these details so that she wouldn't forget, okay, that's what we would do for you.
Right. Like, and I know there's this one guy I watch out of Michigan. Like, he has guys, like, a hired secretary person that, like, answers phone calls for him. And he has, since he's doing social media stuff now, he's doing videos. Like, he has a person that, like, writes blogs for him and other things.
Oh, that's cool.
You can, like, in a subcontracted work, so you don't have to, like, have insurance for them or, you know. You can get people for $10 an hour. Otherwise, you can get people up to $50 an hour.
Wow, that's a good industry, huh?
Well, yeah, if you're good at, like, you know, you're an English teacher or something and know how to... Like,
That's awesome. I mean, that's a good little niche, huh?
Yeah, so I might be doing that eventually, too.
That's good.
They'd be able to work with you guys decent, right? Like, if I just... Or would I have to just get it from her and then have...
me send it to you.
I mean, you could. You kind of, and just so you know, I mean, remember, when you have too many hands in something, I mean, it could override what someone else is doing, right?
Right.
And I say that with anybody. Even when it comes to your Google listing, you can only, with Google, you can only have one person managing your profile page. You can't have two different companies doing it, right? Because one company is not going to be able to come through with what they're telling you they're going to do, because it's only one company that can manage it. With your Facebook, you don't want to have a whole lot of people with their hands in it, okay? Because it's going to defeat the purpose of what one's doing, right? So we don't want, you don't want too many hands in your Facebook page. I would recommend that it either be you that does your posts or your blogs, or that we're managing your Facebook ads and then updating your photos. And if you send us a description, I would notate in that account to her that, you know, she would be copying and pasting your description along with the photo, right? So that it appears.
Yeah.
Okay. So
honestly,
those are your options.
I just thought to,
I
guarantee you, once you guys post it, I'll see it on my phone, and then I could go on it and click edit, and then
of course. So yeah, I mean, I think right now, you know, the decision is what package you want to go with, whether it be with the $299 that's going to include just the Facebook or just the Facebook ads, or you do the $299 that's only going to include the Google ads. If you want one to include both, then it would be, as opposed to paying the $299 monthly, it would be $399, because then we're doing both Facebook and Google ads.
Yeah.
So one are you more comfortable with?
I'd probably just do it doing the one.
Yeah. And I would say maybe starting with the Facebook, because that's going to give you a better conversion, you know?
Yeah. Because I think I'd get better.
A better return. Honestly, I think you're going to get a better conversion
Google,
in return.
But I think I'd get more decent enough jobs from Facebook. Like,
absolutely.
I feel like Facebook is going to get me, like, you know, repainting a house from a younger couple that don't like this color and that, where Google might get me an older couple that want me to paint their entire house. That's just kind of how my head's working and trying to figure out, you know, with the, let me see what I have. So, you know, could you, those people you're messaging, could you ask them what app or whatever do they know? Because obviously they talk to self-employed people and do them. Do they know what app they use for doing proposals or estimates or invoicing?
Right. I don't know. You know, there's, if you even went on Google, you should be able to type in like invoicing templates. I'm surprised Square doesn't have one.
Oh, there is invoicing templates on Square.
But you're
it
saying
doesn't
proposal?
Have, like, it doesn't, yeah, I guess it just doesn't
like
have that contract thing, like that contract thing. Like, I get my general contractor when he does a job, like, he has the homeowner sign a contract that, like, says blah, 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 blah on it.
Yeah.
And then the contract between me and that contractor says I'll do work up to this par, and if the homeowner does not pay it, so the GC can't pay me, I can put a lien on that house, too.
Oh, you know, a good one, there should be a site, like if you look up general contracting, contracts, you should be able to pull one up. There's different sites where you might even be able to get it for free.
And then you're saying get one of those and just go to Staples and print them off?
I would.
Do it like that.
Or even the guy that you know, ask him where he got his. It shouldn't cost you anything. You want to make sure that you're getting something that's the right verbiage.
He owes me about $15,000 from
this
year. And.